TMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Music Radio, the mighty TMA, and it's Linda Ronstadt. Dirty me, I'm disgusted with myself. Just about 7:08, will Tim say, George, we are ready and willing to go tonight. The cast of idiots here, the Dirty Dozen, ready. Seymour Butts will be here later on tonight. Are you ready tonight, Weird Willie?
I'm playing the best music.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yo-dee-ki-yo. Oh, boy, I'm ready to go tonight, Tim.
I hope so. We've got more of Charleston's best music coming up this hour. John Williams with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We're going to have the Commodores. Eric Clapton play some of that good boss gag stuff. Some player and LTD. Ranger Bob is with us. He'll be up here a little later on tonight.
Hey, Tim, could I just, you know, like, tell a joke like I always do?
I don't know, Willie.
Trust me.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay, after rushing into a drugstore, this nervous young guy was real embarrassed, you see, because he saw this middle-aged woman, and she asked if she could serve him. He says, no, I'd rather see the druggist.
Uh-oh.
She says, I am the druggist. What can I do for you? He says, well, it's nothing important. And he turned around, got ready to walk away. She goes, young man, my sister and I have been running this drugstore for nearly 30 years now. There's nothing you can tell us that will embarrass us. He goes, okay, I got this awful trouble. I just like to make out with every girl I see. No matter how times I make out, how many times I make out, I still want to make out again. Is there anything you can give me for it? The lady goes, just a moment, I'll have to discuss this with my sister. A few minutes later, she comes back and says, well, the best we can offer is $200 a week and half interest in the business.
I'll tell you, that's Tim St. George. That was 1977.
I can't believe you played that.
No, that was pretty daring for 1977.
Right.
I never did stuff like that. But
right.
We thought you'd like to maybe remember Tim St. George. Is David on the telephone there? Can we take David? Hi, David. How are you this morning?
Hey, Booby. How you all doing?
Well, we're getting old.
Getting old.
Yes. What can we do for you this morning?
I was just wondering, have you all heard, what's the reunion with that CJ and Buzz?
Well, CJ and Buzz, they were on TMA, weren't they?
No, they were
a little while.
No. Yeah. Were they?
Yeah. They had the morning show. Oh.
Yeah, that's when they were on their downhill slide. They got thrown out of CSC.
They had rock and roll radio.
That's right.
Country.
They sure went out to the country. We run them out of town on a rail. Well, let me tell you what's happened to them. Of course, they busted up and became two continents of their own. CJ is in Augusta, Georgia. He owns some radio stations, and he's working there. And Buzz is either in Fayetteville or Florence doing country western.
Oh, he don't live in Polly Beach no more then, huh?
No, Buzz hasn't lived really in years. Anyway, I saw CJ. I have not seen Buzz, and CJ hasn't lost a pound, not a pound, but he's doing real well. He's being very successful, and we're proud of him.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
He's actually spreading like you wouldn't believe. Now, who else we got? We got Clancy. Clancy's on there.
Clancy
Bowick.
Yeah, man, over there 6 years with you guys. Listen, can you get me some spots on the log real quick?
Can I do what?
Get me some spots on the log.
Spots on the log.
I used to call you and do that, Boo.
That's right. He's in the sales department. Clancy will represent the salespeople who disc jockeys hated very much. even though they brought in the money to pay our paychecks, they would call on a Saturday morning when you're just trying to exist on the radio and say, would you add 20 spots,
which means
you... We didn't have computers in those days. All we had was a pencil and an eraser, and they would either tell you to erase 20 or add 20.
This is for an important client.
Yeah.
This is for Lady Madonna, the spiritual advisor. She gave me the cash.
Or maybe the flamingo driver.
Lady Okra. Didn't we run Lady Okra spots? I call her Lady Okra, but it was Okra. And another one they used to add spots on was the Purple Tree Lounge.
You got it. I want to get him on the log before Hugh Jett gets the rest of the spots.
That's right. Well, what are you doing now, Clancy? Are you earning an honest living?
I'm standing in the middle of Bilo right now with my grandson. I'm a Mr. Mom. I escaped all you guys, you know?
With a grandson.
Yeah.
Clancy, we thought we were old. But what do you do for a living, Clancy?
I'm retired. After 25 years of advertising, I retired. My wife's got a good job. She said I can do anything I want to do. as long as dinner's on the table when she gets home.
Well, so, come on. If I could get my wife a good job, I'd retire, too. Come on.
Yeah, I hear you. You know it.
Well, Clancy,
I tell you, I just flipped you guys on this morning and brought back so many memories. We had a lot of good times, didn't we, guys?
Yeah, well, I guess we did.
We did it in a way, a creative way. It wasn't the money. It was the fun of it and the entertainment. Because when you're on the air, a lot of people in town don't realize, when you're on the air, we had a 48 share of the market, man. I mean, you're talking about audiences there.
What do you think caused that? Because I've listened to some, the past couple of days, I've listened to some old tapes. And I'm saying, come on.
I got some old tapes with you on it, Booby. I got some old tapes with you on it, you know, and Madeline and all those guys, too, as well. And Hugh Jett, I brought Hugh to town. He's probably back there in some office trying to figure out how he can get some ads from some other client. Because he's up front right now, isn't he? I mean, he should be in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's only 9:30. He's not in yet.
Well, let me tell you, you hit on something that's true. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I have a funny feeling, remembering those days, that it was the same. Money was not the object of broadcasting with us.
It wasn't.
If it was, we missed the mark.
We got out a long time
fucking quarter an hour.
Yeah.
We only had 12 radio stations back there at a particular time when we first started. And I think they got like 33 now or something like that.
Right. Terry Allen's still here complaining about that buck and a half an hour.
I heard Terry.
A quarter an hour, man.
Clancy, I've got to go because a ghost of my past has just walked in here.
You guys rip it up today, okay?
I'll do it.
Nice hearing you guys.
Thank you. One of the things that TMA prided itself in was doing news, and I could have ran you a newscast in that, and I heard one of the newscasters was Al Cammy, which is a name that might sound familiar to you. I think he was with us a year, but one who was with us for quite a while and is still in the market. And not only did I work with him, but he's a personal friend of mine. And the reason why he's close and a good friend of mine is because he's the only person that I met in the broadcasting industry that's shorter than I am. and it's Frank O'Hunt. Hi, Frank, from Channel 4.
Hey, Boob, how you doing, brother?
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, all right. The reason we had
someone help him up into the chair there.
I am standing up.
Oh, you are?
But you know, the reason we had the 48 share in the market is because of that morning newsman they had.
Yeah,
Play that. Play that.
We got something to play
for children. WTMA. Charleston.
7 o'clock. Good morning, Frank O'Hunt, WTMA News.
Whatever happened to your voice?
Where did I get that? Hey, that's been 25 years ago.
Is it that long?
About that, yeah. 25 years ago.
Well, it's hard to tell with you because you had white hair then.
But you know, I had hair.
Yeah. All right, I heard that. Listen, it's good to have you here. You're still with Channel 4.
Boob, I heard you were going to be here. I had to drop by to say hello and... you know, remember, the newsroom was around the corner. We never saw you guys in the control room.
That's right. That's right. You guys stay down there where you belong.
No, absolutely. Out of the way.
Listen, how does news compare today? And be honest, how does it compare today? How is the news media doing today compared with the news yesteryear?
There's not a lot of difference. We still cover the basic facts of news. We still make it up. But, you know, we don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I love it. You people might be laughing out there too, but it's true. It really was exciting in those days. I enjoyed the news during those days. We covered a lot of the murders that everybody said we didn't have,
right.
and a lot of the robberies and that. What do you think of the talk shows? I just asked Keith, who's standing next to you. What do you think of this flood of just talk shows? A lot of them don't even have any substance to them. They're inane. How long do you think that's going to last?
They're all aiming for that 48 share. It's what they're doing. You know, one thing that I remember, Boob, is one Saturday morning, you and I were working together. I was doing the news, and you was the jock on the board. And someone called in and wanted to know what the O stood for in my middle name. And I remember your response was that that wasn't really an O. That when I was born, my mother couldn't think of a middle name, so she slapped a zero in there.
I said that. And I got a 48 share with that.
Remember that? Frank Zero Hunt.
Well, how long do you think you're going to last at Channel 4, Frank?
forever until I die, whichever comes first, I'm not sure. But you know, this guy married my boss right here.
Yep,
is that right?
Yeah.
Right, Deborah Tibbetts, our news director.
Yeah, I married her.
No, you married Sylvia.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Get in there, John Burwell.
Explain
this, John.
I performed the ceremony at the Church of the Holy Cross.
Oh, wow. For a minute there, I thought we were in serious trouble. I knew your wife's name was Sylvia, and he's saying Deborah Tibbetts, and I wondered if your congregation was aware of that.
Well, my faith faith, yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you know, the next step for you, Frank, you go from radio to a little bit of television to the pulpit. Are you thinking?
That's right. That's all that's left.
I enjoy seeing you. I don't see you doing as... I wondered if you worked very... Are you part-time there or that?
Yeah, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, you know, I say quite frequently that my fear is not death. My fear is that my boss will realize he's paying me to do what I do. Yeah.
You know, I'm always waiting for a Franco Hunt report, and, you know, it seems like every once a month you get on there. In fact, you were on yesterday. I happened to be watching, and I had some people from out of town, and we were talking about the show coming on today, and I said, hey, wait a minute. One of the guys that's coming on, because they mentioned you had a report. I said, one of the guys coming on is a guy that I worked with years ago. His name is Franco Hunt. Where do you see him? We never saw you. we heard your voice, but you weren't even on there.
I mean, sometimes
what
I do that.
What do you phone in your reports
right,
now?
I phone a report, right. I show up just in time to the newscast and then leave right after that.
Well, so. Frank, it's good to see you here.
Good seeing you too, Boob.
He's James Island resident. I never see you except when we have these old reunions when we reel in these guys.
I remember you when you had the little duplex apartment there at
Yeah, so did the police.
Right, I remember that.
Do we have anybody on the telephone? Oh, good. Let's put someone on the radio here that might have something to say. Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Boob. I was wondering what happened to Frank, what was his name? Paul Aloysius Playboy.
Paul Aloysius Playboy. Come on, Terry. Terry's got his hand.
Okay,
Terry remembers everybody.
These were weekend guys dating back to the 60s. There were two of them, Paul Aloysius Playboy and Gary Messenger was his real name. I can't think of his.
Boy, you got him.
No, this is two different guys. There were two of these guys.
One of the guys was Champion. His mother's name was Champion, but I don't know what his
Mike,
name
that, that's,
was.
Mike. Mike Champion. Mike that was Paul Aloysius Playboy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We had weekend guys, and we had Silent Sam, which was just tapes.
Somebody who pressed a button,
right?
But Randy wants to know what happened to him. Anybody know what happened to him? Anybody out there know what happened to Mike Champion?
Haven't seen these guys in years. Don't know what they. Maybe they got real jobs.
Yeah. Mike Champion. Maybe somebody knows. They'll call in.
Randy, may I ask how old you are?
42.
42. Why would you remember Paul Aloysius Playboy?
I'm older than that, and I don't remember him.
That was high school.
Randy, get a life. Let's move on to Doug Donahue. Doug! Are you there, Doug?
That's a name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a name.
I know him well.
Yeah.
When I heard Terry talking a while ago, I could see him sitting in my journalism class at the Baptist College.
Oh! How was he?
I remember that.
Yeah, I do, too.
You were his teacher? No wonder he spent so much time going to college.
Listen, he was a good... He aced the course. What are you talking about?
That's what I said. I was with some great people. You're one of them.
And I remember John Burwell very well.
Oh,
and,
hello, Doug. Good to talk to you again, man.
Keith Nichols and Doug Randall. Remember Doug Randall? I wrote his obit in the newspaper.
Yeah, we were talking about Doug early this morning. Now, Doug Randall, folks, if you don't remember the name, he was on the air before I showed up in 1966.
Nobody was on the air before you showed up.
Bless your heart. I love you, Doug. Listen, I will send that check to you, and thanks again.
Okay, Booby. No, good to hear you, buddy.
You stay on a minute. Stay
all
on.
All right, yeah.
We got all old people here. You fit right in. Doug Randall, or Doug Clements was his real name.
That's right.
He was the local boy who was supposed to do real well, because we always brought people from out of town. I came in from Buffalo. But he was the local boy, and he was really good, but he decided he'd rather sell radio because he could make more money.
That's right.
In advertising. But what he is known for, and what everybody knows him for, is Dixie... We'll do it because Dixie don't care.
Did he start that?
He was the voice.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I thought you knew everything.
No. There's a few things I don't know, and that's one of them.
He must be a Democrat. Doug, it's nice talking with you. And listen, Ashley Cooper. Well, I got you on the telephone. You're with the newspaper. Ashley Cooper gave radio a fit years ago. All in good fun. Is he still with us?
Listen, let me tell you something about that.
Yeah.
He gave radio a fit. He gave television a fit. But in the process, he gave them recognition.
Yes.
And I remember you showing up in his column a number of times.
Yes,
it was always, you know, it was always good for a laugh, and always sometimes even thought provoking. But I had lunch with him yesterday, and he is hale and hearty, still playing golf. He's proud of his son, who is a doctor at the medical university, and I ask him occasionally if he misses writing, and he looks at me and smiles, and he says, "Nope."
do. Listen, we should be seeing him on Willard Scott's weather thing on Channel 4 here soon, shouldn't we? He's got to be 110.
No, I don't know.
This guy lives forever. Well, you tell him we said hi and we love him.
You bet I will, Boo.
Doug, we're going to take a break, and folks, we'll be right back.